Marketings of fed cattle during July at 1.71 million head was 1% below last year and the lowest marketing numbers for July since the series began back in 1996. But USDA livestock analyst Cheryl Shagham explains the reason for the lower marketings number.
Even though we were looking at that 1% decline in fed cattle marketed during July, it's important to remember that there were two fewer slaughter days during the month. And actually, when you calculate the change on a per-day basis, we're actually talking about marketings during July, which were about 9% higher than a year ago. So there is a degree of currency in terms of the feedlots are marketing the animals in a very prompt fashion, but they are filling up the feedlots also with these animals that they are able to get cheaper prices than they got last year, with expectations of lower feed prices moving into the time when they would normally be marketed as finished animals in early 2017.
And when it comes to this latest cattle on feed report, Shagham explains how the condition, production, and market for corn is reflected in it.
Producers were watching futures prices falling. They were looking at crop condition report, which was indicating very good crop conditions. So they probably were assuming that those two factors together were pointing towards relatively cheap costs of feed, which would be relatively cheap costs of gain. And coupled with lower feeder calf prices, they obviously felt they could make things work.